brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now in the third hour of this global transmission, January 12th, 2009. I am Jason Burmes, subbing in for you here at PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and on all of our AM and FM affiliates. I want to play this clip. We haven't played this when we discussed the Colin Powell warning, but I also want to show that not only Joe Biden, Colin Powell, but Madeleine Albright also said that Obama would be under a crisis in the first couple of months of his presidency. So what is this crisis? Let's go to the video. Let's go to Albright.
Well, I want to ask you what you thought of what Joe Biden said yesterday in terms of this idea that, now Senator Obama, if he becomes president, will be tested by an international crisis within the first 6 months. John McCain certainly picked up on that. Let's listen to what he said yesterday.
Okay.
If Senator Obama is elected, Senator Biden said, we will have an international crisis to test America's new president. We don't want a president who invites testing from the world at a time when our economy is in crisis and Americans are already fighting in two wars.
Oh, no, sitting there with Senator McCain thought about this comments. What did you think about what
Well,
Senator
I think
Biden
it is it's just a statement of fact, frankly. And in my book, I talk about the fact that there are a lot of big issues out there, but that also something unexpected. You always have to be prepared for that.
A statement of fact. What do these people know that we don't know? These are insiders, folks. Let's bring up the Powell clip as well. You know, I want to play that Powell clip one more time. I mean, the way that Powell actually says this, and let's cut it off before it goes all blue or whatever. The way that Powell actually says this, it is extremely frightening. I mean, I don't know why we're not more alarmed about this. I don't know why it hasn't been talked about. A few people have really picked up on it, but now we're a little over a week away from the inauguration. We're really only a little over a week from this information, if it's true, if there's really going to be a crisis. So let's play Powell point, saying it up.
Start with talking to the American people and talking to the world and conveying a new image of American leadership, a new image of America's role in the world. The problems will always be there, and there's going to be a crisis come along on the 21st or 22nd of January that we don't even know about right now.
How do we not know about it? How does he know about it and we don't? All right, let's keep taking your calls. Let's go to Christina in Maryland. Christina, what's on your mind? Christina, you there?
I just wanted to make a comment about yesterday's recording. You said that Minister Louis Farrakhan made a comment that he believed that Obama was the Messiah, and that statement is not true.
All right, we're going to pull the clip because you did call yesterday, and I believe his exact words is the youth listen when the Messiah speaks, and the Messiah is speaking. And I am almost 100% sure that he is referring to Obama. We're going to play the clip. We're going to put the controversy to rest, Christina. It'll come up in the next segment. I thank you for the call. Let's move on to Dave in California. You got to understand, folks, you know, he's not the only one calling Obama the Messiah. Just type in Obama Messiah, and there's plenty of mainstream articles out there in places like the Huffington Post, left-wing publications, where where, again, they're saying he's the one. He's the one that's going to lead us out. He's on the cover of every magazine. He's on the cover of The Amazing Spider-Man. We're going to pull that picture up in a moment, too. All right, play Farrakhan saying it, and then we'll take Dave in California.
That God is going to use to bring about universal change. And that is why Barack has captured the youth. And he has involved young people in a political process that they didn't care anything about. That's a sign. When the Messiah speaks, the youth will hear.
When the Messiah speaks, it's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we're back, and we're going to play that Louis Farrakhan calling Obama the Messiah clip one more time. And let's say he's not referring to Obama as the Messiah. He's saying that the Messiah is ordaining Obama, which is, I would say, just as bad, if not worse. So you decide. Here it is. Farrakhan, Obama, Messiah. Let's play the clip.
Instruments that God is going to use to bring about universal change. And that is why Barack has captured the youth. And he has involved young people in a political process that they didn't care anything about. That's a sign. When the Messiah speaks, the youth will hear. And the Messiah is absolutely speaking.
So, I don't know. Maybe we're going to have to disagree, Christina. There's a couple other clips on there. We'll see if he said it on numerous occasions. If you guys could pull up the Barack Obama Amazing Spider-Man cover, I'm going to want to show that in a moment. But first, let's go to more phone calls. Let's take Dave in California. Dave, what's on your mind?
I don't see how you can really interpret that any other way, frankly.
You know what? I got to tell you, I talked to her on the show yesterday. I am a fan of how first of all, Nation of Islam Muslims know about government corruption. A lot of them are in the know. They know that there's something wrong with both political parties. However, and Farrakhan is able to mobilize a lot of people. The man behind the Million Man March, the Millions More March, which is a positive thing. But when he gets up there and he backs a candidate who is a globalist candidate, somebody who is promoting this one world order, you know, global citizenship and the like, he's not going to get us out of the war. He's just a slick package. I think that's a huge problem, and I think it's a bigger problem when this religious figure refers to him as the Messiah. Go ahead, Dave.
I agree with you. And he talks about universal change. That bothers me a little bit. That sounds like code for New World Order stuff to me.
And it's upsetting. You know, Farrakhan, again, he's done some decent things. He's not in the top list of my demons. But again, he has a lot of people under his wing. You know, there are a lot of, you know, Nation of Islam Muslims, or bow tie Muslims, as I like to call them. And he has a huge sway over them. So, you know, this is religion in so many cases is used to really block people's vision and coordinate them on agendas that really have nothing to do with the religion at all. And that's what worries me.
Okay, well, I got two fast things for you.
Mm-hmm.
First, Fabled Enemies rocks, man.
Oh, thank you.
Big time props for that. Anybody that can watch Barry Jennings talking about the giant explosions going off in number 7 while the towers are still standing, how the lobby was annihilated, and then claim that the official story is anything but garbage is just wasting your time. And, you know, it's a good way to sort out the morons out there.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I have a suggestion for those folks, you know, who like me and probably you and everybody else in this, in the truth movement, are just getting fed up. Who want to viciously attack the evil leaders with truth, but without violence. And I suggest that we consider attacking their symbols of power and their fake honor, because they set great stock in the adulation of the public and their magical fake power. Attacking,
you know what, that's interesting, because, you know, this didn't get reported on most of the alternative news networks, but the Georgia Guidestones were pretty defaced, and somebody had went to the Georgia Guidestones. They had spray-painted 9/11 was an inside job, F your New World Order. I think Infowars.com was spray-painted on there. Look,
uh-huh.
I'm not saying – you haven't seen this yet? It's pretty wild.
I did see something about a guy standing out in front of it with some signs.
No. This guy, just type in Georgia Guidestones defaced, and this happened 1 or 2 weeks ago.
All right.
And, you know, it's funny that you talk about that. Hey, I'm not telling people to break the law, but, you know, there's an all-seeing eye right under the World Trade Center. Anybody who's visited the New York subway station, in the subway station, you know, we're going to pull a picture of that up, too. I'll pull them up there in the break, and we'll have them for the next segment. But first of all, when you get off at the World Trade Center stop, there's a bunch of just eyes all over the place, these little mosaic eye tiles, right? So then when you go up the stairs and come out of the port right there by the World Trade Center, there's just this little, it's like a lower fenced off area, and there's another mosaic, and it's a mosaic of the entire world. And in the middle of the world is a pulsating, all-seeing eye that pulsates through the entire world. And it is just sick to me that they do throw up their gang logos at the scenes of their crimes all the time. So, again, I'm not encouraging people to break the law, but big ups to the guy who did that at the Georgia Guidestones. Thanks for the call, Dave. Let's take another call. Let's go to Rick in Texas. Rick, what's on your mind?
Jason, thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'll be real quick. Just a couple things. I've been a listener, and I was my eyes were opened in the early 90s during the Clinton administration. Of course, Oklahoma City happened, and I knew that everything that I felt instinctively was accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm originally from Houston, and I moved out here to Alpine, Texas. I don't know if you know where Alpine is.
No, I don't.
It's about 90 miles from the Presidio border. It's Fort Stockton, about 75 miles south of Midland, Odessa. If mm-hmm. you look on the map, I'm down there in the corner from the panhandle, the very most southern part of the state for the most part. But a couple things is looking at Google Map and pulling up the FEMA concentration camps around the United States. There's a plethora of them, but there's none in my area. And it is kind of confusing because we actually have the highest law enforcement per capita than anybody in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have U.S. Marshals, the Border Patrol is huge. Sheriff's Department and Homeland Security Office here as well. And I'm watching a huge influx daily. I have an office here right off the highway, and I see more and more and more Border Patrol trucks, vehicles, and agents traveling to work every day every day that I see is growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you had an insight on why this particular area. It's also obviously also the entrance port called La Entrada to the Texas, the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Well, you know, they just said that they killed the Trans-Texas Corridor, and all they're going to do is rename it. You know, it's not going anywhere.
That's exactly what Alex had said, is that it makes it more difficult to challenge it if it's against multiple entities versus one.
Yeah,
there
absolutely.
There is a video online called the Truth Be Told, told being spelled T-O-L-L-E-D, which is a great video for people who have no idea what the ultimate purpose of the Trans-Texas Corridor is. But I moved out here because it's the last slice of America, truly.
Well, really, I don't know if it's the last slice of America.
I ride my bicycle to the movie theater and leave it unlocked, go inside and watch a movie and come back and it's still there.
Yeah, you know what, though? That's in a lot of places. Like where I am in upstate New York, you know, crime isn't that bad. There's places in Vermont. There's places in Pennsylvania. There's places in Connecticut. There's even places in California. And, you know, but one of the scary things is that not so far away from where I grew up, which is only about an hour from where I live, there's a huge FEMA camp outside of Fonda, and I mean, it's crazy. They have the little portable coffins, and it is more than unnerving. But, you know, we just got to keep exposing that. We got to keep exposing when they run anti-terror drills. We have to keep exposing when they try to pass anti-gun legislation. We have to keep exposing everything. You know, that's why there's great organizations out there. You know, I love 9/11 Blogger. We can't do it all here at Infowars.com. You know, I like some of the stuff that GNN does, Guerrilla News Network. You know, even some of the stuff that Huffington Post and Raw Story put out there, at least they're getting people to think and get them to be somewhat aware. All right, let's go to our next caller. Let's go to Tony in Illinois. Tony, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Not much, just trying to fight the New World Order, my man.
I hear you. Same thing. I'm here in the big, beautiful Chicago prison grid. It's wonderful here. I don't know how much time you spend here in Chicago, but I know if you spend any time, you know it's fairly multicultural and predominantly it's predominantly black. Mm-hmm. Since the election of Barack Obama, now the workplace, I got to tell you about this because this is insanity. The workplace I work in is 80%, it's an 80% black environment. I don't care about any of that. That doesn't bother me at all. What bothers me, though, is that people want to talk about the world situation and, heaven forbid, the look of horror on their faces, not just from, you know, supporters, but from people who you know are not for this guy and are looking at you like, oh, my God, you're there talking about him in public. It's frightening. It really is. I'm starting to really feel like Winston Smith out here. You know, I don't know about you.
Well, you know what's really Orwellian for me? You know, besides the comic book thing, and let's throw the comic book there. There's a good picture of his smile up there. I wish it didn't zoomed out just a little bit. But, you know, he's on the cover of The Amazing Spider-Man. He's hip. He's going to bump him. But when I go into the malls and usually go to Albany for my mall, it's, you know, the capital of New York. Yeah. I mean, it is just littered with Obama wear. You know, I mean, literally, like, it's hip now. He's like a symbol like Martin Luther King Jr. I got news for you folks. He's got a long way to go before he can even be considered to be in the same room as Martin Luther King Jr. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing.
And Jason, let me tell you about something I saw today. Just on the news today with Pepsi. I don't know if you guys have seen this yet, but Pepsi's got a new ad campaign going on where they have replaced the Pepsi logo, the red, white, and blue with the red and blue with the white ribbon across, and shifted it to where it looks almost exactly like the Obama, you know, another all-seeing eye symbol, and it's all about it's about basically Obama worship being linked to product choice. And
well, that's what I was describing earlier. Oh wow, look at that. it's exactly, again, change, hope, we, change, hope, we. That's what the predictive programming has been. That's the new commercials everywhere. I mean, there it is right there. Bring it up. There it is. It is almost exactly like the new Obama logo. How about that? Weird. It's a coincidence, right? It's all just a dream. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones. We'll be back after this.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Berman sitting in. And before we keep taking your calls, remember, we're going to have Matthew Medina from We Are Change San Antonio on at the top of the hour. I want to shift gears a little bit. You know, wide open phones, whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking a lot of Obama and Biden today, a little bit of Pakistan. But we also touched upon these genetically modified pigs. And why this is important is because it's now growing outside of just lab stuff. And what do I mean by lab stuff? Well, they create this stuff. It's fancy, but we're not going to breed them or anything, are we? Well, yeah, we just created a new type of pig. They're breeding. 2 of the 9 piglets glow in the dark, folks. And we're now creating species on this earth. That is incredible. It's almost godlike, and I'm sure that the scientists that are doing this are not only thinking that, but it's one thing to do this in a back lab or to show something on display. It's another thing to start creating genetic organisms, you know, even more so than, you know, just plant life, I guess, and creating these animals. I mean, what is next? So let's go to the glowing piglets. That's what we want to see.
Genes were altered to make it glow fluorescent green, has given birth to a pair of fluorescent piglets. Thank goodness we finally reached that scientific milestone. Mama pig gave birth to a litter of 11 in China over the weekend, and two of its babies came out glowing. Scientists say the piglets' birth proves that genetically modified pigs can pass on their engineered traits to their young. Researchers now want to see if they can grow human organs in pigs to use in transplants. For MSNBC.com, I'm Willie Geist.
And you notice how he threw in that they now want to see whether or not they can grow human organs inside of them. No, they were doing that in 2002, okay? And of the 11 pigs, two of them came out with the genes. Well, the other nine still carry the traits, so when they have piglets, some of their piglets will more than likely also glow in the dark. We've changed the structure of pigs forever. Eventually, these will interbreed into the rest of the population. I mean, oh man, it is wild what man has really done. It's unbelievable. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good.
Jason, you know, I'd spoken with you about 6 months ago, and by the way, it's great to hear you on the airways again and to see Alex get such a well over-deserved vacation there.
Oh, thank you.
And I brought up the film by Eric Huffschmidt. You know how to spell that. It's Huffschmidt, I believe.
Uh-huh, yeah. Are you talking about Painful Deceptions?
Right. And I think it's Painful Questions.
Okay, the Deceptions is the book, sure.
Yeah, Painful Questions is the video. Excuse me, and that's what I'm referring to here. You get up in that video somewhere in the body of it, more or less halfway through it or so.
Mm-hmm.
And a frame comes up that shows a still photograph of a Global Hawk missile parked on a runway. And the very next frame is it's the only one I've ever seen, and there may be others. I haven't seen a whole lot of videos. But it's the very next frame that follows the photograph of the Global Hawk missile, which, of course, as you're aware of, looks like a small airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows the inside of the hole that was made in the Pentagon by whatever hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's widely speculated that a Global Hawk missile was involved there. And it actually puts some lights inside the hole. There's someone shining some lights into the hole so that you can actually see pretty well what's inside of that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look off to the right-hand side inside the hole here, you see an inflated tire with the wheel still. It still, of course, you know, has the wheel within it.
Yeah, I think I've seen that.
You compare that tire, that wheel actually, because it's a very specialized aerodynamically designed wheel, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You compare that with the actual picture of the wheel of the Global Hawk missile in the frame immediately preceding that, and they are identical. And it's a very small tire. It would not even be used on a 727.
Well, I would say this. You know, take a screenshot, send us the info. I may have seen the thing before, but send it over to Aaron at InfoWars.com.
I'll have to let you look it up because I'm not on the internet, okay? Or some of the listeners. But anyway, if you can spell it out for people and give the right name of the video for people, they'll send it to you.
Sure, you got it. It's Painful Deceptions. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Kyle in Alabama. Kyle, what's on your mind? Oh, no, Kyle hung up. I'm sorry. Let's go Mr. X in Texas. I love these fake names. What did I have yesterday? I had Captain Kook, Mr. X. We had Turbo today. Really? Is it so hard to say, hey, my name's Mark? All right. We're going to take that call. We're going to take Mr. X and others on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, you can tune in live right now at prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Show. I am Jason Burmis. We're taking your calls. We're going to have Matthew Medina from We Are Change San Antonio up in a little under a half an hour. This is the long segment. We just played you glowing pig clips. That's right. We've changed the genetic structure of pigs to make them glow, and it'll probably infiltrate the entire species, and we'll have all sorts of nice little goodies. And then they say, oh, but it's for research so that we can grow human organs in them, and we'll have organ transplants for everybody. Be nice if it was true, but they've been doing that since 2002. You don't think that they've somewhat, I mean, they may not have perfected it, but made it good enough so that they could actually do that? Listen, if it ever does come along, it's going to cost so much money and really only be for probably upper to middle class to lower level elites. It's not for you and I. I'm sorry, I hate to tell you, we are the surf class. You know what's for you and I? Diet Pepsi with Obama logos on them, apparently. And we showed that earlier. I can't believe it, but they did just change their little logo to something that looks a lot, not exactly like the little Obama O, but for some reason they did put it in a circle. It looks a lot similar. God knows. All right, let's keep taking your calls. Let's go to Mr. X in Texas.
Hello, Jason.
How you doing, man?
Hello. The reason why I'm not giving my real name is because I am a, or I've been used by the CIA as an operative. I want to first talk about, oh, I first want to say that I would not discuss this if I was not given clearance to discuss it. Make of that what you will. As you might recall, being a journalist, in August of 06, we started hearing about liquid explosives being smuggled onto airplanes.
Okay. And that's a couple of years back, the liquid explosives plot, which was led back to really ties to the ISI.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Bush, our president, got on the air and said a terrorist plot was foiled by a CIA operative codenamed Mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
This was me. I went to Spain in August of 08.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I was not. I was being watched by the Central Intelligence Agency, or the intelligence communities. To stick a label on the CIA really limits it. You really need to say it's the intelligence community.
Okay.
And while there, I was in the internet cafe, and the computer activated. A screen popped up. It was from the CIA, and I began to be asked all these questions. I answered all the questions, and at the end, I was given the designation Mastermind. And then on the trip back, there was an attempt to put the liquid explosives by the CIA into my bags to have me be a patsy or fallout guy for this terrorist agenda that they were trying to push.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, man, I got to tell you, I mean, we're live radio. Your story sounds interesting. Obviously, I can't confirm it over the air. Please send us some information. That doesn't mean you have to send us your name. Set up a bogus email account. Send it from a coffee shop. If this is legitimate, give us something that, you know, we can confirm any of this. And I'm sure Alex will have you on for a full hour to discuss it. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Derek in Texas. Folks, when you get calls like that, you know, it's like, first of all, this isn't the coast to coast, and I like George Norrie and everything like that. But, you know, there are plenty of people that like to just call up and say whatever. That guy sounded awfully young to be a CIA agent. He sounded younger than I am. Now, does that mean it's not possible? No. But I'm not going to throw my weight behind if someone just called in with some information. So I got to move on. Like I said, I hope you send us some information. If it turns out to be true, I'm sure Alex will have you on as a guest. All right, let's go to Derek in Texas. Derek, what's on your mind?
Jason, I was an undergrad in mechanical engineering when 9/11 happened, and I was being taught by a structural engineer who was teaching us the finite element method at UTA, and he was the first person to wake me up. Although it didn't fully wake me up, his comment to us was, those buildings fell way too fast, they fell wrong, everything's wrong with this, but we assumed our government would never, ever do something like this, even though I saw stuff that, you know, probably shouldn't go on in the military while I served, and I'm sure other veterans can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, years later, I'm still asking, where are the contract plans? That is, the building construction design, architectural drawings, mechanical drawings, otherwise known as the contract documents.
I've got the blueprints. I've got them.
Okay, now, are these the South Tower ones that were given to Stephen Jones?
Yes.
Okay, where's the public place? Because what needs to happen here is both undergraduate and graduate engineers and lay people and whoever that know how to run finite element software can recreate this entire building using 3D CAD software and then run
CAD
simulations.
I hope that you do that. Dude, I think you can get them off of, if you just type in, you go to Jones's website and you look for, like, the PDF archives. I know that's the format they're in, is PDF, and they're pretty high res, so you should probably be able to input them into a CAD program rather easily, and with the right labels, like you said, construct a 3D model. I'm all for it. I mean, I don't know if they reported it on this show, but supposedly, and this is a big supposedly, Mythbusters is finally going to do, there was a press release a few months ago, a show on 9/11 Truth, and that they're going to actually build the World Trade Center to one-third scale. They got a $20 million budget for the show. It cost $7.2 million to build these things. And they're going to fly remote-controlled Boeings at one-third the size into the buildings and see what happens. I'm anxious to see it. They're also, from the press release, they're anticipating that it will be the largest watched television program in the history of the United States outside of sporting events, a.k.a. the Super Bowl or the World Series. So, of course, I encourage all you independent researchers out there, all you engineers, to check it out. I'm pretty sure that they're widely available in PDF format. If you know who to ask, Stephen Jones will get back to you. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth will get back for you. Get back to you with the files. I thank you for the call, Derek. you can never have enough independent research, folks. You know, there's nothing wrong with testing some of the scientific theories that the government has put out there, since none of them actually live up to scrutiny, and they constantly change. Well, you know what? I think that they pancaked. What happened was the sagging started to occur. There was 1,500-degree temperatures when we know there weren't 1,500-degree temperatures in there. And it started to sag, and then just one after another, pancake-a-roo, but then there were no pancakes. And then they said, well, what really happened is, you know, it just couldn't stand the stress, and they didn't actually have to melt, or they just collapsed on top of themselves. Global collapse. Well, you know, I'm nowhere near the expert someone like Kevin Ryan of Underwriters Laboratory is, who's done numerous papers on it. So I encourage people to go check that out. You know, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth have really been on the front lines the past few years, and I commend Richard Gage and others for what they've done. All right, let's go to Mark in Canada. Mark, what's on your mind?
How you doing, Jason? Great
Good,
show
man.
Today.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Ottawa. I just wanted to let people know that we were out in force yesterday for our 11th of every month Truth Action for 9/11 Truth.
And TruthAction.org, another great organization.
Yeah, I just actually donated $100 to TruthAction.org today. I didn't have it, but I did it, you know, because this was our 21st Truth Action. We've been doing it for 21 months. And we actually walked around downtown Ottawa today, yesterday, hit our four main spots that we've done over the last year. Mm-hmm. And did like a little recap, so there's going to be a video coming out pretty soon. Amazing time, beautiful weather. We gave out 400 DVDs with five movies on each DVD, and that's what we're doing. We're still. I also want to mention that here in Canada, we were able to, the 9/11 Truthers in Ottawa, we were able to actually form an electoral district for the Canadian Action Party here. So I'd like to, we have an actual political party that supports 9/11 Truth. So I'd like to encourage the other Canadian 9/11 Truth groups to form electoral districts in their area. So,
and that's great, man. That's how we can get involved. See, there's an organization that's been around now for just a little bit under 2 years, and they keep expanding, and they keep reinvesting in that organization. They realize that things aren't going to just come overnight. I thank you for the call. I mean, again, I see 9/11 Truth in the public eye. Again, limited hangout. More documents will be exposed over the next 2 years. But really, it won't come into, you know, the level that it did in the 5th anniversary until the 10th anniversary. And that's just because of our subliminal programming, where we are accustomed to 5s, 10s, 20s, 25s, 50th anniversary. The 10th anniversary is going to be the biggest moment for 9/11 Truth yet, if we still have a country left. Internationally, it is sure to be the biggest moment for 9/11 Truth, no matter what. But in this country, I guarantee it'll be the largest it's ever been, if we still have a country left in 2011. I'm hoping we have a country left. I don't know. What do you think, Jaron? We gonna have a country left? Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe we'll just all have Pepsi with Obama symbols. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's actually bring it up. Bring it up. There's the full screen cover of the whole shot of the Amazing Spider-Man with Obama on it. So you don't get to see, you got to see Spidey and a smiling Obama, but not only do you get to see that, he's got the thumbs up. Obama's tops. Yeah. I'm number one president. I'm on the cover of Rolling Stone and Spider-Man, and everybody loves me. Oprah loves me. Look at me. I'm going to save the world. The first global president, I think, is another term that they've used for him. Really? So a, you know, state senator with one term in the Senate and then automatically boosted to president. He's the global leader. The guy's not even 50. I mean, I don't claim to have all the knowledge in the world. I'm not the wisest guy around, but I think I'm hip enough to know that this guy, Inauguration Day, the Amazing Spider-Man, number 583. Maybe they'll have like a number 600 issue 17 months down the line and another Obama commemorative. We'll have like the foil and the rubies on it, and you know, he can wear like a diamond hat. All right, I'm getting ridiculous. All right, let's go to another caller. Let's go to Joe in Illinois. Joe, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good,
got
man.
A quick
just
question.
Trying to fight it up. Sure.
Yeah, just got a quick question for you. I know you probably have mentioned this, and I'm sure it's out there, but I really haven't heard anything about it lately. Barry Jennings,
sure.
Was it ever brought out, like, what the nature of his death was?
All right, yes. I'm glad you asked that question.
I really want to know.
All right. Just to review what happened there. At the end of August, there were some emails circulating around. We were getting emails that Barry Jennings had died. Now, I went to try to confirm this. You know, I talked to Dylan. He got in touch with Mike Rudin of the BBC, who filmed him for that hit piece. Mike Rudin said, oh, I'm going to find out. Don't worry. There's nothing going on. Then on September 11th, we got out there. Rudin still said that, you know, everything was fine with Barry. He hadn't been able to get in touch with him, but he wasn't able to confirm his death. Well, we were able to confirm his death. We were able to get that same source to give us the information. And later on, the original source did contact us, I think, a few months ago. And I don't want to give away who the original source is, but he says that Barry died of leukemia, which is very possible. And, you know, whether or not this is something that he was given, maybe this is something he got sick with from being on the site of the World Trade Center. We all know, you know, excessive levels of chromium, barium, all these other toxic heavy metals may have done it. But the official cause of death, as far as anybody knows, is he died from leukemia. You know, he didn't hang himself. It wasn't a suicide. And, you know, I wanted to put that out there because the person who did tell us that, you know, they talked about the truth movement being, you know, about the truth. And to me, it is about the truth. You know, I can't tell you what happened to that man. I can tell you he died under suspicious circumstances. And to the best of my knowledge, it was from leukemia.
Yeah, the only that's really interesting. I didn't know it was leukemia. I mean, I actually come from the medical field, and usually leukemia is a very long, drawn-out process before death.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I find that kind of interesting, depending on what kind of a leukemia it is, but, you know, compared to, like, the one that this Russian KGB agent that just got, you know.
He got sick suddenly and died.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And from what I understand, that's pretty much how he went. There was not a lot of warning. It wasn't something that he had battled with from a long time. I mean, I had really only done that interview with him a little over a year earlier. You know, it wasn't that he died of leukemia. I think it was under 18 months. And
wow.
He didn't seem sick when I was there. I mean, he's a large man. As you know, cancer patients usually get skinny, you know, the sicker they are. So, again, I don't want to speculate any further, but, you know, from the best of my knowledge, it was a leukemia death.
Okay. Very good. I just had one other thing to say. This is in regards to the caller that called from Chicago. I'm also in Chicago. And I got to tell you, brother, you know what? You're in the lion's den as far as, you know, people, you know, being so pro-Obama. And I mean, you know, he talks about 80% of the people in his office being African-American and, you know, being like, the true minority. Well, of course, I mean, we all are. I mean, I voted for Chuck Baldwin, you know, you know, even where I work at, we're an extremely liberal organization, and, you know, I'm obviously, you know, a true conservative. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, these people around here are completely snowed just like everybody else. I mean, and you really got to tiptoe around, and it's very frustrating because of the fact that you want to be able to voice your opinion, but you cannot.
Yeah, no, it is. And, you know, there is a lot of social pressure. I mean, I've been in an office workplace before where nobody agreed with me. And, in fact, you know, I'm sitting there listening to Alex Jones in my office and people are coming in going, well, who's that, Rush Limbaugh? And then they listen for a minute and they know immediately it's not Rush Limbaugh. So you kind of have to explain your views and, you know, sometimes you're considered the kook out there. But look, the proof is in the pudding. I can guarantee you that people are not going to be happier than they are a year from now. It's only going to get worse. So hopefully people will wake up through that. I thank you for the call.
Not a problem.
All right, let's jump to Lindsay in Ohio. Lindsay, what's on your mind?
Hello, Jason.
Yes.
Yeah, good to hear from you. First time I've talked to you, I've talked to Alex a couple of times. Just a quick thing about these two, I guess mainstream would call them incidences, of these two people that were shot by the police recently, the one by Bart and then the undercover cops in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I've seen a lot of it on alternative sources. I've asked a few friends this weekend during the big games and all that, there was people there, if they saw anything on mainstream news regarding this. All of them said no. Has there been anything on mainstream about this that you know of?
Yeah. Let me see. The guy who was pinned down and shot in the chest
by
the subway station. Yeah. There was a little bit of coverage on CNN's webpage. In fact, the day after that had happened, a bunch of people were actually wearing signs on their back that said, "Don't shoot me." They were just white pieces of paper they took to the back. A lot of people in protest. Actually, if you type that into Google, you can easily bring that up. So CNN did do a couple of news reports about that. But what happens with those is, all right, you'll see those on two of CNN's stations in the 24-hour news block, usually the stations that don't play a lot of the shows. In other words, it'll either be on CNN International that most people don't get, or it'll be on CNN Headline News, which isn't the main CNN station. And right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're showing you the clip. I mean, this guy begs for his life.
I saw
and
it.
Most of this stuff is literally local news. So CNN did a couple pieces about it. The people were very upset locally, as well they should have been. But you're right. This is a story that should still be in the news today. This should be on the front pages of paper. These guys should be being prosecuted, and it just isn't going to happen, is it? These guys are going to get away with what is murder. It's murder. And the murderers need to be tried and punished accordingly. That's what needs to happen. Lindsay, I thank you for the call. We're going to continue to take your calls, and then in the next hour, we're going to have Matthew Medina from We Are Change San Antonio. It's InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijackers' ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was.
It was a while ago.
We fired once more and they began to run on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Bum, bum.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Beginning of the fourth and final hour coming up after this. Before we go back to your calls, and we're going to have Matthew Medina of We Are Change San Antonio on for about a half an hour, so if you hold on, we'll get back to your calls in the last half an hour. It's really been a hodgepodge of Pakistan, Biden, Obama, glowing pigs. What a day. What a day for the Alex Jones Show. But none of this is really possible without our sponsors and the good listeners of PrisonPlanet.tv and the people that buy our videos. So, you know, we hope that you go out there, you get a copy of Fabled Enemies, which I have right over here, or Truth Rising, or Alex Jones's Endgame. But one of the great sponsors we have is MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. And, folks, it's real simple. They're solar panels. It's solar energy. It cuts your bill. In case there's a power outage, you have power. You know, Jesse Ventura, he lives off the grid out in Mexico. Most of it is solar energy. It's time to get solar energy if you don't have it. I mean, my friends' parents have had it for years, and it works great. It heats their pool. It heats their, you know, their garage, the cool house. I mean, they don't spend any electricity on that at all. That's where, you know, me and my friends used to spend our days when we were in high school. The number is 1-877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365, and it's mysolarbackup.com if you want to get some solar panels and, you know, help us out, help our sponsors. It's something we believe in. It's something that works. Again, you're going to cut your electricity bill. You're going to cut your dependence on, you know, I don't know what it is out here where I am. It's National Grid. It's NYSEG. It's all the good people that want to charge you variable rates for your energy that they can jack up at any moment. Just the facts. All right, let's try to squeeze in another caller before we go to the top of the hour. Let's go to Peter in California. Peter, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm just calling to say you're doing a great job, and I think the truth is out there, and lots of people know, but there's still a lot of people that don't know. Mm-hmm. And I came up with an idea how to spread the word among people that don't really go on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, and I started doing that here, but I would probably want more support. And that's just using their system against them, which is writing the information on the banknotes. And I don't know,
sure.
If somebody thinks it's a good idea, they should.
Oh, no, it's a great
probably,
idea.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you throw Infowars.com on a $5 bill in big letters, people notice it. You throw PrisonPlanet.com on there, you throw, you know, LooseChange901.com, you know, all this stuff is positive because people take a look at it, and even if they don't realize it, it's in their subliminal. You know, they'll remember it for a moment, and then if someone else introduces it to them, they're more apt to take a look. Continue.
If you still have to use the cash, then if you still have to use your money, use it and use cash and use the smallest nodes and just try to write or print as many as you can. And people usually don't notice that, but after some time, like some people do, so it'll be good. The other thing that interested me was like the cancer you were talking about.
Yes.
And I think there is a lot of truth in it, especially when you hear about people that died of cancer recently, like also Aaron Russo, Anthony Radziwill, maybe even Jackie Kennedy. I'm not so sure about that. But
well, you know what? I don't know whether they're injecting these guys with little, like, you know, pellet guns of ice like they had in the Church Committee where they showed that the CIA had these little ice guns where they could just inject somebody with poison or a disease. But I do know that cancer has run rampant mainly because we put cancer viruses in our vaccines. They're delicious. All right, we'll be back at the top of the hour with Matthew Medina from We Are Change San Antonio. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.